Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the heart of Dixie. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to welcome all callers and all new callers and everyone that's on the World Wide Web to VOTM Radio Worldwide Ministry, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. I also would like to thank all of you for tuning in today, and I pray that you will tune in every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have a couple of announcements. You can connect with me or leave me a message on Facebook if you need prayer. Just leave me a message there, and I will get with you. If you are not my friend and you would like to connect with me on Facebook, please send me a friend request. Tune in with us Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Without Walls Worldwide Ministries on Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time with Prophet Yvonne Rao. This includes our announcements for today. I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you will let your word fall on good ground today, O Lord. Oh, Father God, we ask that you will bless every listener, Lord. We ask that you will meet them at their point of need, O Lord. Oh, Lord, we give you honor and praise today, O Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for healing and deliverance in our lives, O Lord. We thank you for everything that you have allowed us to have, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener today, O Lord. O Lord, on the way up and over the phone, Lord. We thank you right now for the Voice of Truth ministry, Lord, the ministry that you have birthed and ordained, O Lord. O Father, we thank you right now for the word that is going to come forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we give you honor, and we give you praise, Father, for you are God so worthy to be praised. Father, we pray for the families that lost their homes and from Isaac, the flood that came, Lord God, but we know that you are able, God, Father, and we thank you, Father. We ask that you will uplift their spirit, Father, in their time of trouble, O Lord. And, Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Now, if you have your Bible, and if you don't have your Bible, please go get your Bible. You should always have your word. You should always have your Bible. Wherever you go to church, whether you're listening on the web or wherever you're going to worship and hear the voice of God, you should always have your Bible. Always have your Bible. So I'm going to read from Hebrews the 11th chapter, and I'm going to start it at verse 1. I am going to be reading from the King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we're going to start right there today. And I'm going to read that verse again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Now faith is the title of the message for today. Now faith is not faith of tomorrow. It's faith that is now. It's faith with no delay. When we have this type of faith, it's because we are living by faith. We're believing in faith. And we're trusting in God to do what he said that he was going to do and what he has promised us. God is moving now. And we must have right now faith to believe in what God says. God is a right now God. And we don't have sometimes the faith, right now faith, or the right faith because we have not asked God. Amen. So the now faith is a present time faith. I need it right now. I got to have it right now. This present moment, I need faith. Because, see, faith says that, you know, I don't see it right now, but I know that it's there. So I got to ask God and I got to pray unto God for this faith. Because God's faith, the faith in God that we have, is what gives us that right now faith. Because today we are dealing with different types of things, challenges and fights and troubles and different types of attacks in our lives today than they did yesterday. So that's why today we need now faith. We need that now faith to go through. Because we're living in times where, especially if you're a true believer, you're going to need some now faith. Because that time is getting harder for the belief. Because the enemy is on attack, and he's attacking God's children. So we got to have that now faith to be able to go through the suffering. We got to have that now faith to be able to go through the persecution. And we got to have that now faith so that God can deliver us and heal us from our issues in our lives. It's many people today that need to seek Jesus because they need a now faith. Because they're in places that they should not be. Some of them are dealing with drugs and alcohol. Some of them are dealing with financial problems and debts and abusive relationships and marriages that are not of God. And therefore, you need a now faith because you need to know that I can believe and I can trust in God to do what he says he's going to do now, not tomorrow. I need it now. I need it now, because today we're in a warfare. Don't let anybody fool you. If you are a true believer of Christ and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's warfare. It's warfare. It is warfare. I can't say about anybody else, but I can say about myself. I know for a fact that warfare, you got to have retina faith just to be able to stand, just to be able to go to work or go to your to church in different places where there is actually warfare going on within the churches. And you need faith. You need the faith. And you need it now. Because there's so much temptation today. There's so much evil work today. You got all manner of evil works going on. Even in the workplace, you got evil work. You got witches and you got warlocks. You got all these type of things, and you got to have now faith to know that now I know that I am a child of the living God, and I know that God is going to protect me. Now, I can't help what they're trying to do, but when I got my now faith, I know that God already done made a plan and a way for me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Now faith, we need it now because we're going to have to be able to stand in the hard times, and we got to have that faith because all hell is going to break loose around us, and we got to be able to stand. And we got to have that now faith. Now. Not 2,000 years ago. They were dealing with different things, and we are dealing with different things today. So we need now faith. We need it now. We need faith now. We don't need faith in man. Many times we put our faith in the wrong thing. We put our faith in money. But money don't last. Money comes and it goes. We put our faith in things that will not last, things of the world that will not last. But in order for us to have that now faith, we have to believe in the word of God. We have to be obedient, and we have to do what God has asked us to do. And we need to act on that now faith. We can't just be, it can't be a dead faith. It's got to be a now faith, and it's got to be a live faith in order for it to work. Because we have to believe, amen, we have to believe in that now faith. Because when we believe in the things of the world, the Bible tells us the things of the world is going to pass away. So we need to have the now faith to get us through whatever we're going through in our lives. I don't know what you may need faith for now. I don't know if you need to make a decision about your marriage. I don't know if you need to make a decision on, you know, what to do or how to help your children who may be out in the world doing all kind of things that is destroying their minds, their bodies, and their souls. You know, I don't know what you need right now faith for, but I can tell you that God is the answer to your faith. And he is the one that will give you that right now faith, because he is the one that will grow your faith. He is the one. Amen. So when we are going through in our lives and we need that deliverance, we have to realize that, for example, money. Let's go to money, because everybody needs some money. I need some money, too. Everybody needs some money. All of us are going through. All of us need right now faith. I'm telling you, I need. I'm going through. Yes, I am a preacher, but I'm going through. And I have to stand on my faith just like everybody else. I go through. And when you are truly anointed and called and doing the work of God, yes, you are going to go through. And you're going to need some right now faith. Amen. You're going to need it. But when you look at money, people think that money is going to solve all your problems, you know, but it's not. Because you have it. It can be in your hand, and as expensive as things are today, it's in your hand, it's out of your hand. But see, when you got faith in God, that's everlasting. That's everlasting. Money can't buy you love. Money can't even give you no hope. Money can't give you true friends. And it sure don't buy love. So you need something that is real. You need a now faith that is real. Now faith. We need now faith today. And as you go through your life and as you go through your everyday, just normal everyday task of living, you got to have that faith to believe. So sometimes, and I can say about me, you know, I have been in places where before I could get in the door on the job, I was somebody was writing me up for something that I had not even done. But things that I prayed before I even got there, and I had the faith to believe that God would take care of it. Not tomorrow, not after the day after it happened, but he took care of it because of my faith. And so we have to believe in our faith, our now faith, because when we have that faith, the word tells us that all things are possible. All things. It didn't say some things. It says all things. So therefore, we must believe. And we must have that faith. And we must have that faith now. Not tomorrow, but now. You know, even today, the way we worship is different than what they used to do back then. Now, you know, we're dealing with things of the spirit. You know, we're dealing a lot of things with the spirit. So we need to have now faith to be able to fight. You got to know how to fight. Amen. So with this now faith, we just thank God that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer, and we know that he is a mighty God. And if we believe in him and believe in everything that he has told us in his word, we know that everything is going to be all right. See, we can't believe in God just for tomorrow. We have to believe in God for today. Because, you know, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So we got to give him honor and praise for that faith. We got to believe in what he said. And we got to believe that he can do it. So a lot of times we don't believe that God can do it. But we must stand on our faith and know that now is the time where we really need now faith. And now faith is going to be the faith that's going to go forth. And all the believers of Christ, you're going to need it. You're going to need that now faith. And just stay in the word of God, continue to pray, continue to be obedient. If you have to be by yourself, that's all right. Just keep your faith and keep believing in God. Keep believing in him. I never like to close this show without giving the invitation. You never really run out of worries, but we just run out of time. So if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and create in me a right spirit. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life. You must change your life. Find your Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Block Talk Radio if you gave your life to Christ. And welcome to the body of Christ. Meet me here next week at the same time. BOTM Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed and have a great week.